Choose my PCC, candidates for the Gwent Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on 2 May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners, page 2, Donna Cushing, Plaid Cymru, The Party of Wales, page 4, Mike Hamilton, Welsh Liberal Democrats /
Democratiaid Rhyddfrydol Cymru,
/ page 6, Hannah Jarvis, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, page 8, Jane Helen Mudd, Labour and Cooperative Party /
Llafur ar Blaid Gydweithredol,
page 10, Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Gwent, page 12. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Page 2, on 2 May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services, and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. Page 3, PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Gwent Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.chosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.telecoralscommissions.org.uk/voting-and-cleconscious. Donna Cushing. Page 4, Plaid Cymru, the Party of Wales. Election Statement. My name is Donna Cushing and I am currently serving as a community and county councillor with Caerphilly County Borough Council for the Hengoed and Kevin Hengoed ward. My father was a coal miner and my mother ran her own business. My working life consisted of primarily working for voluntary and a disability organisation. Along with my full-time job, I was instrumental in setting up a project on a Friday evening for young people in our community to alleviate antisocial behaviour that was prevalent in our community. Politics has always played an important part in our family, and my background to politics has a long history, as my mother was cousin to an Eirin Bevan. I am very proud of my Welsh heritage. I want to run for Police and Crime Commissioner to enhance the reputation of Gwent Police and act as a conduit between the police and the public. Page 5. My first action if elected would be to visit all departments and get the views of the frontline staff. I'd like to view their training regime and see if I can offer any insight into additional training. We all know what post-pandemic has been like, and there is a lot of mental health issues out in the community, and as police are, more often than not, first on scene, and I feel they could do with a little more training in this area. I want to be the commissioner that calls out any injustice and to be open and honest to the electorate and to the police itself. I confirm that I, Teresa Elizabeth Parry of 1 Kingswood Close, Hengoed, Caerphilly CF827LU, am the acting agent for Donna Cushing and have uploaded her statement in accordance with the requirements of this election. Contact details. Telephone 07974796515. Mike Hamilton. Page 6, Welsh Liberal Democrats /
Democratiaid Rhyddfrydol Cymru.
Election Statement. Gwent Police is a failing organisation. Its multiple failures have seen it lose the confidence of the public. Its canteen culture has seen numerous police investigated for gross misconduct, a revolving door of people resigning before they can be sacked. There have been calls for it to be put into special measures or subject to an independent investigation. The force is still subject to a number of ongoing investigations, including one into the toxic culture revealed in text messages given to the Times newspaper. There was a damning police inspectorate report in 2023, revealing multiple failures in the force. But you do not need police watchdogs and media to realize Gwent Police is failing. You can use your eyes. My own inner city ward in Newport was a quiet safe area a decade ago, but now it feels abandoned by the police. When issues are raised, the response from the police is arrogant and condescending. Page 7. If elected, I would make sure the new chief constable is recruited from outside the force. We return to community policing, talking to the public rather than hiding from them. Encourage neighborhood watch schemes. We investigate all crimes. Experience has shown dealing with minor crime reduces all crime. Senior management needs shaking up. See the 2023 inspectorate report. Recruitment vetting needs to be fit for purpose. We do not want any Wayne Cousins here. Consider reopening police station front desks. We need the police and public to be in direct contact. Sort out the 101 phone number mess. It is currently not fit for purpose. Put more resources into solving crime. Gwent Police's conviction rate is a joke. Address prepared by Michael O'Garroll, agent, at 12 Jackson Place, Newport, NP198FR. Contact details. Website, https://www.libdems.wales. Email, mikhamiltonfoggwentpcc@gmail.com. Hannah Jarvis. Page 8. Conservative candidate, more police, safer streets. Election statement. I am a hard-working, self-employed army veteran, committed to serving the public. In Gwent, we need a firmer approach to tackling crime to retain confidence in our police force. My priorities. 20 mph speed limits. I will take a pragmatic approach to enforcing this in areas where it is unnecessary. When budgets are stretched, we should not be wasting resources on policing ill-thought-out policies. Rural crime. Welsh farmers are facing extremely challenging times. I will increase funding to the rural crime team and ensure crime is not one of the burdens they need face. Antisocial behavior. I will increase police patrols in known areas of antisocial behavior. No one should feel intimidated in their own home. Page 9. Cybercrime. I will order a review into rising cybercrime and commission a digital dog to sniff out electronic devices, providing critical evidence to prosecute criminals who hide in the cybersphere. Organized crime. I will back additional anti-drugs operations in Gwent to disrupt county lines, gangs, and end exploitation of our young and vulnerable. Public confidence. I will conduct a review into disciplinary procedures, taking a zero-tolerance approach to sexual misconduct and all forms of discrimination. If a police officer falls short of the high standards expected, they should be dealt with swiftly and robustly. Crime in all forms destroys lives. I understand it is not always the headline-making crime that blights lives. I will tackle crime on all levels and be as accessible as I can, to ensure I support people from all communities to the best of my ability. I have a background of service. I hope you will support me in becoming Police and Crime Commissioner for Gwent, to serve you and your interests. Promoted by Richard John on behalf of Hannah Jarvis, both at 16 Maryport Street, Usk, NP151AB. Contact details. Website, https://www.conservatives.com. Email, hanelizabeth@hotmail.com. Twitter, @HANNAHHJJARVIS. Facebook, Hannah for Gwent Police and Crime Commissioner. Jane Helen Mudd. Page 10, Labour and Cooperative Party /
Llafur a'r Blaid Gydweithredol.
Election Statement. Jane Helen Mudd, Labour and Cooperative Party /
Llafur a'r Blaid Gydweithredol.
I am an experienced leader, cabinet member and elected councillor. Effective in partnership working at the local, regional and national level, chair of the One Newport Partnership and Newport representative on the Gwent Public Service Board. I'm the Welsh Local Government Association spokesperson on community safety, representing all 22 local authorities and co-chair the Wales Community Safety Board. I've committed myself to public service, demonstrating strong leadership and sound judgment. Safe and sustainable communities need good policing. I will work with Gwent Police, our citizens, partners and stakeholders to continue to build public confidence in policing and criminal justice, ensuring policing is visible and connected to communities. Good policing demands transparency and accountability. Page 11. I will ensure that your voices are heard, that your concerns are prioritized and that police leaders are held to account. I will prioritize your safety, at home, at work, in communities, on our streets. Protecting the vulnerable, tackling violence against women and girls, addressing hate crime. focusing commissioning on early intervention and prevention, supporting initiatives aimed at preventing youth crime, supporting victims, supporting campaigns to protect retail and hospitality staff in the workplace, ensuring Gwent police prioritize tackling serious and organized crime, cracking down on antisocial behavior. Listening to you is important to me. I understand the concerns of our communities in Gwent, our valleys, rural communities, towns and city. For safer streets and stronger communities, a strong effective voice and visible presence across Gwent. Vote Jane Mudd on 2nd May. Promoted by Deb Davis on behalf of Jane Mudd, all at CWU, Moss Building, Mill Street, Newport. And P25PA. Contact details. Email, janemudd4pcc@gmail.com. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/janemudd4pcc2024. xclla@janemudd. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Gwent. Page 12, this booklet contains more information about those candidates, where provided, and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility, and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Gwent. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Gwent on 2nd May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Cushing, Donna, Plaid Cymru, The Party of Wales. Hamilton, Mike, Welsh Liberal Democrats /
Democratiaid Rhyddfrydol Cymru.
Jarvis, Hannah, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Mudd, Jane Helen, Labour and Cooperative Party /
Llafur ar Blaid Gydweithredol.
I can be contacted at Christina Harry, Bargoed House, 1 St Gladys Way, Bargoed, CF818AB. Email, BECHD@CAERPHILLY.gov.uk. Telephone, 01443-864-405. Web, https://CAERPHILLY.gov.uk. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities. 2. Marsham Street, London, SW1P4DF. PCC_Gwent_BKT.